Gemara in Masechta Sukkah daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara learns from the pasuk Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yamin Be'aspecha Migarncha Miyikvecha. So here the pasuk says specifically Tasa Lecha, you have to make a sukkah for yourself. And the Rishonim have a big discussion about Rishonim. The Achronim discuss whether or not we assume there's a mitzvah Nasiyas HaSukkah. Do we assume that to make the sukkah itself is a mitzvah as well, or is it just to sit in the sukkah is the crux of the mitzvah, and anything that comes before it is not really a mitzvah on its own? The Yerushalmi, interestingly enough, writes that a bracha should be recited upon the occasion of building the sukkah. There's a bracha that's recited when you make the sukkah itself, which seems to be a clear indication that there might be a mitzvah to make the sukkah as well. Now, not only do we learn from this pasuk of Ta'aseh Lecha that perhaps you have a mitzvah to make the sukkah, but we also learn something different. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah Daf Tezvav learns from here another halacha, which is famously known as Ta'aseh V'lo Min Ha'asi, which means a sukkah has to be constructed, a sukkah has to be made, and it cannot just come into being by itself. Now, what exactly does that mean? Not so easy to define what the parameters of that halacha are. What do you mean a sukkah cannot just come into fruition by itself and it has to be actually made? That's a very important question. But we're not really discussing Hilchos Sukkah today. What I really want to bring from that halacha is with regard to a pasuk in our parsha, with regard to the mitzvah in our parsha of tzitzis. So we know in this week's parsha, Parsha Shlach, the Torah teaches us that we have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis every day. And we have a pasuk that teaches us, Gedilim Ta'aseh Lecha, when we have the mitzvah of tzitzis, we're told, Gedilim Ta'aseh Lecha, that you have a mitzvah to make the tzitzis, which seems to indicate once again that not only is there a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis, but perhaps there's a separate mitzvah to wear and to make your own tzitzis as well, not just to wear them. So here the Torah says, Gedilim Ta'aseh Lecha, you have a mitzvah to make the tzitzis al arba kanfos ksusecha. You have a mitzvah to make the tzitzis on the four corners of your garment. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, based on that reading of the pasuk, that the Gemara Menachos teaches us that Ta'aseh Lecha means it has to be Ta'aseh velo min ha'aso. You have to actually have the tzitzis put onto a beged of dalet kanfos, and it cannot come into fruition by itself. What does that mean? So the Gemara tells us the following. The only time you have an obligation of wearing tzitzis is where you have a four-cornered garment. What if you have a three-cornered garment? I go and I put the tzitzis on three of the corners, and now I square off the fourth side. And now it turns out that I have a beged of tzitzis after the tzitzis have already been affixed onto the corners of the beged. So the Gemara says that would not be considered to be a kasher tzitzis. You have to untie that which you did already and retie it again, because at the time that you put the tzitzis onto the beged, it was not chayv and tzitzis. Now that it becomes chayv and tzitzis, it already has tzitzis on it. So the Gemara assumes that would not be considered a good pair of tzitzis, and you would have to go ahead and untie them and then retie them once again now that it has become a beged that is chayv in dalet kanfos. So the Shulchan Aruch has another case. Take, for example, Siman Tezvav and Hilchos Tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the following. And listen carefully to the lashon that he uses. Einu yachol likaf hakanaf kimo shehu. You're not allowed to take a corner. As we know, our tzitzis have a special corner that's set aside, and usually they put an extra piece of material. So every so often you have a children's pair of tzitzis, it gets very worn out, and the whole corner falls off. So now the whole pair of tzitzis is all ripped up, and you're not really going to use it again, but you may as well use that corner. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Eino yachol likach hakanach kemoshehu im atzitzios. I cannot take a corner that has fallen off, the entire corner with the tzitzis hanging out. I cannot take it ulatofro bebeged acher, and now just to affix that whole corner with the tzitzis, why not sew it onto a new beged? Why go through the process of having to tie it again? I may as well just sew it onto the new beged. No, you're not allowed to do that, mishum, because it says, al kanfei bigdehem ba'inan. This was not there at the time that this beged was chayim and tzitzis, and therefore we assume you cannot take this and affix it onto that. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean to say here when he writes, Eino yachal likach, I cannot take a corner that has fallen off of this beged and sew it onto another beged. What about to sew it back onto this one? The only case the Shulchan Aruch discusses here is if a corner with tzitzis falls off of a beged, he says that you're not allowed to take that and affix it onto another beged, which needs tzitzis. However, what if it falls off of this beged, as happens every so often, the whole corner rips off, and now instead of having to tie it again and make a new hole, why not just go and re-put the whole thing on, just sew it back onto this beged that it was originally a part of? So the Mishnah Berurah talks about that case, And he says in the end that we are machmir like the Taz, that you're not allowed to do such a thing. Why? Because that would be a violation of Tase velo min ha'asei. Over there you have a beged now of only three corners. And now, when you want to put this new corner on that has the tzitzis already tied onto it, that would not be something that is required to have tzitzis, and therefore we assume that would be something that you're not allowed to do. And the Mishnah Berurah says we are machmir like that opinion, that you're not allowed to sew on once again the corner of tzitzis, because that would be a violation of Tase velo min ha'asei. And again, that's a very relevant question that comes up every so often when you have children who are running around and the tzitzis get ripped, and now instead of wanting to retie it or to buy a whole new beged, you just want to sew on that piece again. That's something to be aware of. Now the question is, how exactly did we define the parameters of Tase velo min ha'asei? How do we explain what exactly is part of that equation and what might not be? So for example, the Minchas Chinuch discusses the case. What if you have, let's say, an ancillary issue that's wrong with the tzitzis? For example, I have a regular four-cornered garment, I have kosher strings, and everything's ready to go. Only problem is, I stole the strings from someone else. I went to the store, I stole the strings, I didn't pay for them yet. So they don't really belong to me. Now I tie them onto the beged. A week later I say to myself, what, I'm going to walk around with stolen tzitzis my whole life? I go back to the store and I pay them for the tzitzis, so now it belongs to me. But at the time that I tied them onto the four-cornered garment, they did not belong to me. I had no right to use those tzitzis, to use those strings. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses, is that also a prohibition? Is that a violation of Tase velo min ha'asei? Do I say that now that I paid for the strings, now I have to go ahead and retie it again, untie and retie, because at the time that I put them onto the beged, they didn't belong to me? Maybe that's a problem of Tase velo min ha'asei, because now that the beged belongs to me, now that the strings belong to me, that would present an issue of Tase velo min ha'asei. That's the issue that the Minchas Chinuch raises. And it's not really clear what the answer to that is. Or take, for example, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a very similar issue. What if I have a beged of kilayim? I have a garment, four-cornered garment, that's made from kilayim. I'm not allowed to wear such a garment. Now, I have plans at some point to take the strings out that don't belong there. And now it's no longer going to be shatnez. But right now, this beged is not usable. This beged is not wearable. It's shatnez. Now, it's not so relevant to us because we don't generally have shatnez tzitzis. We only wear one kind of beged at tzitzis, and who would ever make such a beged with shatnez? But in the times of the Gemara, let's say they had a suit, right, and they used to have four corners on the suit, and it's very probable that a suit is able to have shatnez in the collar or somewhere else. So the question is, what if I put the tzitzis onto such a garment, asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger, later on I move the shatnez from the beged, which now makes the beged wearable, but at the time that it now becomes wearable, it already has the tzitzis on it. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the beged. The beged is chayiv in tzitzis, and I did everything right. The only problem is, there's a side issue that right now, under the circumstances, I'm not allowed to wear it because it has kilayim woven inside of this beged. Similar to the Minchas Chinuch Safek, where you have an outside issue, where you have a secondary issue of the fact that I have the stolen strings, meaning there's nothing intrinsically wrong with them. They're totally kosher, they're totally usable. Everything was made the Shema. The problem is, they don't belong to me. So maybe I should say, that does not invalidate the beged. A third example the Achronim give is, let's say you have an onein. So we know, unfortunately, when somebody loses a close relative, they are now in the period of time called aninus, where they're not allowed to perform any mitzvahs. We paskin like Rashi, machlokes harishonim, does it mean you're not allowed to perform any mitzvahs, or it means you're not obligated to perform any mitzvahs? So let's say I make all the funeral arrangements, and everything's ready to go, and I think my hespedim are all ready, and I'm ready to go for the levaya. Now I have another half a day until everybody gets ready for the levaya, but I'm finished as far as I'm concerned. Can I volunteer to do a mitzvah? Can I volunteer to make a bracha or to do whatever it is that the mitzvah presents itself toward me now? Or do you say no? The din of an onin is, even if you have plenty of time, even if you think you're able to perform the mitzvah properly, still the halacha is you're not allowed to perform it. That's a major machlokas harishim. And we, first of all, it happens to be is a stir in Shulchan Aruch which way we paskin. Shulchan Aruch writes in two different places, and Aruch Haim writes one way, and Yeredei he paskins the other way. But generally, the assumption is, like Rashi, that an onen is not allowed to perform any mitzvahs. Not just that he's not obligated, but that he's not even allowed to volunteer to perform a mitzvah either. And the simple reason is because all of his thoughts and all of the person's machshavos and every action that I do at that point should be only geared toward enhancing the kavod ha'meis. And if you're going to be busy with mitzvahs, it's going to take away at some point from the kavod that is due to this person who passed away. So the shaila is over there. Let's say I'm at a time where I'm not obligated to do mitzvahs and I'm not allowed to do a mitzvah, like in the period of aninus. And I say, well, I have plenty of free time now. What am I going to do anyway? I may as well sit down and make my tzitzis. So the Achronim discussed, does that really work? Does that really work if an onin is going to take that time when they have nothing better to do anyway? They wrote the hespedim already and they made all the funeral arrangements and everything's being taken care of. Maybe you should say, you're not able to go ahead and tie the tzitzis because, not because you're doing a mitzvah, but rather because that's tasav alamana asay. I'm using something and I'm performing the mitzvah. I'm tying the tzitzis at a time when I myself am not allowed to perform any mitzvahs, when I myself am not obligated in the mitzvah. Now later on when I do become obligated, it turns out I have a beged that already has tzitzis on it. Maybe that's a violation of tasav alamana asay. And here once again the achronim say clearly by all these cases, the assumption is the same, that the only time tasav alamana asay presents itself as an issue is when there's something intrinsically wrong with the beged of tzitzis itself. For example, what the Gemara said, when you have a beged that only has three sides, and now I make sure that I tie the tzitzis onto three sides, and later on I square it off to have a fourth side. That is tasav alamana asay, because at the time that you put the tzitzis onto the beged, it was not obligated in tzitzis at all. That's tasav alamana asay. But all these other cases, the aninus, or the case of where Rabbi Kiva Eger discussed, when you have a beged shalkilayim or things like that, that's a side issue that's not relevant to the tzitzis at all. In a case like that, most achronim assume that they would not pose a problem of tasav alamana asay, which makes it a very surprising chiddush that the Prima Gadim discusses. And that, in order to understand it, we have to think about the following. In our parsha, it says, "Ureisa moso zechartem as kal mitzvos Hashem." You have to look at the tzitzis, and that should remind you of all of the mitzvos HaTorah. So there's a major discussion in the Rishonim. How do we define what that pasuk actually means? Ureisa moso means you have to be able to see them. So the Rambam famously writes that it means anything that I wear balayla is not obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Whatever I wear during the day is obligated in tzitzis. Since it says, Re'isa moso, I have to be able to see it, that means the only time tzitzis applies is bayom, when there's sunlight. When you're talking about wearing clothing balayla, you have no obligation of tzitzis at all. And the Rush famously disagrees, and the Rush says, no, that's not what Re'isa moso means. Re'isa moso means it depends on whether it's a beged shalov shim bayom, or if it's pajamas. If it's pajamas, it's not the regular kind of clothing you would wear outside during the day, that's not obligated in tzitzis. If it's something that you would wear outside, it's something that's a beged shalyom, so then says the Rush, you would have to put tzitzis on that. So that's a very important machlokas harishonim, and the way the Ramah comes to the conclusion is that safek brachas lahakel, the Ramah says, since we're not really sure if the Rambam is correct, or if the Rush is correct, therefore he says, safek brachas lahakel, al kain he says, Ein levari chalav, the only time you're allowed to make a bracha on the tzitzis is kishelovish biyom, only when you have both of these criteria met. Number one, that you're wearing a regular garment of clothing that you would wear outside during the day. And number two, when we're talking about something that is a levisha that's being done biyom, when you're actually wearing it during the day. So take, for example, you take a shower at night, you get undressed, you take your tzitzis off. Major Shiloh, what do you do now when you want to put your tzitzis back on? The Ramah writes, Safik brachas lahakel, you don't have a right to make a bracha again because it's balayla. We're not really sure if you're obligated in tzitzis. You went to the gym, you took your tzitzis off, whatever it might be. And that's the major shaila about whether or not we should assume that a bracha can be recited at such a point, because it touches upon the machlokas harishonim of when and which begadim are actually chayim in tzitzis. So the primigadim has the following Safik. He says, the Rambam writes over here, that at night, we consider it to be lavzman tzitzis, says the Rambam. At night, you have no obligation to wear tzitzis. Doesn't matter what kind of garment you're wearing. Since the pasuk says, re'isim oso, you have to be able to see them. Therefore, the Rambam argues that anything that you wear at night is not chayv in tzitzis. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Now, the Prima Gadim has the following suffix. If that's true, so what happens in the following case? I'm wearing my tzitzis, and now, during the day while I'm at work, my tzitzis gets all unraveled, everything comes out. Now I come home, I have plenty of time at night, so I want to sit there and tie up the tzitzis at night. Sounds like a good idea. Why not? You have nothing better to do. So the Prima Gadim says, I'm not so sure that that works. Why? He says, I'm not really sure if you're able to do such a thing. Why? Because he says, right now, I'm doing the tzitzis, but I'm not really obligated to make tzitzis right now. I'm not obligated to wear the tzitzis right now, because the Rambam argues that Laila loves man tzitzis. And therefore he says, maybe that goes back to the problem of tasiv alomen ha'osui. Because at the time that the morning comes around, it turns out that now I have a pair of tzitzis that's made, but it was prepared at a time when it was not mechuyev bedavar, when you were not obligated to wear the tzitzis. So the Prima Gadim has a suffix. Should we assume that tzitzis like that counts, or should we assume tzitzis like that present an issue of taseh velo min ha'aseh, which again is an extremely relevant case. This does happen all the time, that people's tzitzis get unraveled. At night they have plenty of time to redo it, so they sit down at night when it's quiet. Maybe there should be an issue. That's the Prima Gadim's issue that he raises. Now, All of the Achronim, Pe Echad, all of the Achronim agree that the Prima Gadim is mistaken in his Suffolk, and they say they don't even understand where he comes off to say that there might be such a Suffolk. Even if he come at Lahakal, he says it's not even room to have such a discussion, as we mentioned before. Tasev Alamana Asay only applies when you have an intrinsic problem with the Begad of Tzitzis itself. For example, it only has three sides, or something of that nature. But over here, where it's totally extrinsic, the problem, over here, where it just happens to be that at night, you might not be obligated to wear the tzitzis, that should not pose a problem at all. And this is something that many, many Achronim took issue with. For example, one of the more prominent Achronim that was very upset about the Schiddush was the Maharshag, who was one of the great Hungarian Achronim who lived in the beginning of the 1900s, late 1800s. He was one of the Dayanim in Munkach, and he was very, very opposed to the Schiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, and he said that he doesn't think it should be accepted lahalacha at all. In fact, the Chafetz Chaim was once asked about the Schiddush, and they asked him, what did he think? He said, no, the minig is not like the Prima Gadim. Minig is that you're allowed to sit down at night, and tired tzitzis is not a problem at all. You don't have to worry about the Prima Gadim. And then the Chafetz Chaim made another comment, and he said, in Yiddish, he said, you're not allowed to cut up the Torah and make a new Torah on your own. You can't just make up halachas. He said, you can't just make up a chumrah. And he was very upset about this one issue. Now, it's funny that the Chafetz Chaim himself said that, when you look in the Mishneh Berurah, every other page, the Mishneh Berurah seems to have a new chiddush that no one ever heard of before. So that's something that is very surprising, that the Chafetz Chaim, of all great gedolim in all previous generations, the Chafetz Chaim casts an aspersion against the Prima Gadim for making up a chumrah here, when in the Mishneh Berurah you look carefully, you'll find that many, many times he is machmer on his own. The Shulchan Aruch, one final case, Shulchan Aruch talks about the following. As we know, when a person visits a Beis HaKvaros, so the halacha is you're not supposed to have your tzitzis out. Why is that? So the Gemara tells us because that's a violation of Loeg LaRosh. That's as if you're making fun of the Mesim, as if you're making fun of the people who are buried here, that they cannot perform the mitzvah of tzitzis, and you are able to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis. Therefore it says you should tuck your tzitzis in, you shouldn't wear them out. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses that there were those who had a practice that they used to take the two front corners of the tzitzis and tie them together when they walked into a cemetery, and instead of tucking them in, they used to just tie them together. So Shulchan Aruch says he doesn't really know what that helps. The ho'ilu klum mitakanasam. They have not helped anything. The tzitzis are still visible, they're still there, and that doesn't help the problem. So the Magen Avraham expands this and says the following. Af al pi shekosher nosan, he says, even though you're tying them up, still he says, lo nisbatal mitzvas hatzitzis. You haven't gotten rid of the tzitzis, they're still there, they're still visible. And therefore the prohibition to walk around the cemetery like that still applies. Va'od, and number two, says the Magen Avraham, if you argue that once you tie two corners together, it's no longer considered to be tzitzis, so now that you separate them, he says, that's tasav alamana asu. So now your tzitzis are puzzle going forward. So that's where the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch all say, not a good idea. The halacha is when you go to a cemetery, you're supposed to hide the tzitzis, make sure that the mesim, so to speak, cannot see them, even though mesim don't really have vision, but we assume that it's not the proper thing to do. And the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not only not proper because it doesn't help the problem of Loeg LaRosh, but the Magen Avraham explains, it's not proper because perhaps it's going to ruin your tzitzis going forward, because now that you take them apart, that would pose a problem of Ta'asev Elom HaNa'asi. So these are some interesting issues to be aware of when we talk about the halachas of tying tzitzis. Ta'asev Elom HaNa'asi is something that applies not only to Sukkah, but it applies as well to other halachas as well, perhaps Mezuzah and other things we'll talk about, but for now that's enough.